Good morning, and welcome to A Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay, and I am your leader for today. I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Friday, September 20th, 2019. We are reading from the Big Book on page 55, the fourth paragraph down. Reading the 12 steps are Shelley E., the 12 traditions, Athena B., and reading the text, Jordan L., Dawn B., and Julie B. Our newcomer greeter who will welcome our newcomers at the end of the meeting is Hoodie R., and announcements will be given by Reggie O., and I want to thank Lynn S. for recording the meeting. Share IDs for the last two meetings. Yesterday, Thursday, 10 a.m. meeting, the share ID is 13,422. That's 13422. And for this morning, 7 a.m. meeting on September 20th, the share ID is 13,424. Or 13424. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. OA's fifth tradition says, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Shelley E. to read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service. I'm Shelley E., a recovered compulsive overeater in northern Michigan. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Step one. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Step two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Step three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. Step four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Step five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Step six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Step seven, humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. Step eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Step nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Step 10, continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. Step 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. Step 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive eaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you for letting me do service. I look forward to meeting you all soon. I pass.
Thank you, Shelley E. And Athena B., would you please read the 12 traditions of OA?
Good morning, everyone. This is Athena B. from Northern California, and these are our traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. Nine, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10. Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. Excuse me. 11. Our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. 12. Anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you for letting me do service, and I pass.
Thank you very much, Athena B., for your service. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share in what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. And once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today we begin our study of the Big Book on page 55, the fourth paragraph down. And I will ask Jordan L. to get us started. Jordan, press star 1 to unmute.
Kathy, can you hear me okay?
Now I can, yes.
Okay, awesome. I was pressing star 1 over and over and nothing happened. That's never happened to me before, sorry. Threw me off a bit. Good morning, guys. My name is Jordan Allen. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Crested Butte, Colorado. So we can only clear the ground a bit. If our testimony helps sweep away prejudice, enables you to think honestly, encourages you to search diligently within yourself, then, if you wish, you can join us on the broad highway. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. What an awesome paragraph, man. Talk about... feeling the power, right? So when I got here, and I read about powerlessness in step one, I read about the insanity of this disease and the obsession of trying the desperate experiment of just one over and over and over again. It didn't take a lot of convincing for me. That was my experience, right? So I came in here and it was just sort of like a confirmation, a reassurance that I was not the only one that experienced this powerlessness that I was experiencing around food and around obsessing about food constantly, you know? So that was good. In that, you guys were able to just sort of confirm what it was that I already knew deep down in my heart, you know. Next up after that was God, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't do God. God and I don't get along all that well. I had felt a little bit picked on, I suppose you could say, or abandoned by this higher power. And so what happened for me in step two was very, very basic. I just started with like a really basic idea of I'm going to let go of what's not working and join you guys on the broad highway with very little expectation other than I'll get to stay abstinent, because that's what you were telling me, is that if I got abstinent and worked the steps all the way through with an open mind, completely abstinent, I will get to stay here. I won't have to go back out there and try to fight this thing on my own again. With this attitude, you cannot fail. that was the only attitude that I had. And it enabled me to not fail. And I have found that higher power is deep down within me, and deep down within you guys too. And I get to continue to walk this broad highway with you guys with that attitude, you know? That attitude enables me, like, I just can't go wrong, you know? That's very reassuring. Very reassuring. So anyway, glad to be on the line this morning. That's all I got.
Thank you so much, Jordan L., for getting us started. Okay, who would like to share on this paragraph today?
Christina J.
Irene.
One second. Christina J., Penny L.C.,
Irene B.
Irene B.
Kelly S.
Kelly S.
Kara L.
Maria H.
Kara L. And the last person with an H, what was your first name?
Freya.
Freya?
Freya with an F, as in Frank.
Oh, Freya. Okay, thank you. Okay, let's stop there. I have Christina J., Penny L.C., Irene B., Kelly S., Kara L., and Freya H. Please go ahead, Christina.
Good morning, everyone. Christina J., recovered compulsive overeater in the state of Washington this morning, and glad to be on the line. We can only clear the ground a bit. So they're telling us here, as a sponsor would, I can only clear the ground a bit for you. I can testify. I can have you go to other people that have incredible testimonies that where they've swept away their prejudice. They're thinking honestly. They're searching diligently within themselves. Every day we search diligently within ourselves for that clear connection to the higher power that we have connected with. And this hopefully will encourage you to search diligently within yourself. And then you can join us on the broad highway if you wish, because it takes a constant work, is what I've found. I trip over into the ditch every day off the broad highway unless I do this work. And sometimes when I'm doing the work, I trip over because some button gets pushed within me from some old wound from years ago, and it's still in there, and I get to still work on it, and that's God calling me. That's my higher power calling me. Hey, we still got this little bit of weeds to clear out here. Let's get busy on it. You're still affected by this. It's getting in the way of your relationship with me. So I have to do the work. My sponsor can clear the ground a little bit for me. Bill and Bob and the stories in this book can clear the ground a little, but we've got to dig in. And our testimonies of recovery are so beautiful, at least the ones I've heard. I found recovery in this program starting in early 14, but then, you know, went into my falling in the ditch big time, not only with my emotional recovery, but with my food relapsing, and finally found neutrality around food this year. And I'm on the broad highway, and I've got to keep working to stay there. And I've got to keep this attitude of staying connected. And what I've found is, and this is a beautiful promise with this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you, and it's been coming to me more and more every day. It waxes and wanes depending on my selfishness, self-centeredness, resentments, fears, and all that continue to come up as my buttons get pushed. But as long as I stay doing this work, 1, 2, 3, reminding myself I'm powerless over food, my life is unmanageable. I've come to believe in a power that greater than myself, and I keep working 4 through 9. Be of service. I've found that being of service is opening my heart to an incredible nectar of caring. When I have extra time, I find myself on the line with people. I don't find myself dilly-dallying around reading a magazine or looking at the latest fashions. I want to be of service. I found this great thing in my heart that wants to help people, and I'm just shocked at how much I really want to help. Thank God they cleared the ground a little bit for us, and thank God my sponsor helped as well, and all of you. Thank you for being on the line today. I look forward to hearing the wonderful stories. God bless everyone for their service. I pass.
Thank you, Christina J. Penny L.C., please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy K., and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from the state of Washington. And I just appreciate that as I recap the last three paragraphs, you know, I am told that I will find, where will I find this God of my understanding? First of all, I know now deep within me. And how will I find this God? By searching fearlessly and trusting and relying and knowing that God is there for me, because that's what I've been told, and I just have to believe, you know, in that little promise that there I will find. And now I'm being told when I will find that God, and that is when I sweep away the prejudices that I've had in the past about any other God conception, when I am thinking honestly about who I am, how I was created, how I am meant to interact with this God, and when I'm willing to search diligently within myself, I'm willing to do the work, I'm willing to be open and allow my conception of this God that will work for me to form. I had a God of my understanding, but it wasn't working, and I needed to reformulate a God that would I could relate to and that was personal to me and that I felt was within me. And once I found what that God was, then I was able to adopt a lot of what this book has been encouraging me to adopt. And knowing today that I am enough as I am to go to God. And that the promise there at the end, the consciousness of my belief was sure to come to me. And I am blessed each day by that awareness and that truth. And by
connecting with my higher power. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Penny C. Penny LC, sorry. Irene B., please share with us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I am Irene B., very gratefully recovering dilemmas from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm so glad that I get to share in this paragraph. The broad highway. I want to be on that highway, but what I've done with my life, I've gone through the woods of life, and somehow I ended up on this little trail full of thorny bushes. And I just didn't know how to find that highway. I mean, my self-reliance was my thorny bushes on my way, and my self-reliance has been the voice of my disease, where faith and trust and hope have been the legs of my recovery. And faith, to me, has been such a beautiful gift, but it also has had to be a choice. I had to make that choice, and I didn't know how to go about it, and I just thank God that I have had all of you to show me the way to recovery, because I've been trying to do this on my own, and I hadn't been able to do it, and what was blocking me was my denial, but my denial is that I simply did not know, and I had to let go of my preconceived notions. My preconceived notion, one of the biggest ones I've come to realize, is that I thought my childhood was beautiful. And my mother left when I was 6 years old. And up until that time, my life was not a happy life. And I thought that didn't matter because my conscious life began at age six. Whatever had happened before age six really didn't matter. And I was in denial because I wanted to be a happy-go-lucky little girl who had a happy childhood because I did not like that little girl. I rejected that little girl. That little girl before age six, she wasn't loved, not really. I mean, I don't know, but they say that abused children don't stop loving their parents. They stop loving themselves. Well, for me, I learned to hate myself with every ounce of my existence because if only I were what I was supposed to be, maybe life would be different, but I wasn't. So I learned to just really hate myself. And now God, with his immense power, he has uncovered that for me. That's been my greatest secret, that I didn't know what the secret was that was buried so deep that it took God and his mighty power to unearth it. And now God is working on replacing that self-hatred, that rejection and judgment with self-love, acceptance.
That's time.
And I guess with that, I'll have to pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Irene B. Kelly S., please share with us.
Good morning, friends. It's Kelly S., recovered compulsive eater at Bowie Make in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thanks, Kathy, for your service. I just love this paragraph because I was so prejudiced about this program, you know, after being around this room for 3 decades and it not working. And, you know, I just... Grateful today for the desperation that got me that open mind. And I think a big part of the prejudice was I'd never really studied this book, right? I certainly never studied the We Agnostics. And I still believed, even after all the years in this program, that it was about the food. And I didn't understand that I was just putting down the food so I could get this relationship with my higher power so I could learn how to do life. So I don't have to go back to the food, you know. And that was what my prejudice was. I was hearing you guys. I listened to Vision religiously, obsessively, compulsively for 2 years. And that did not fix me. I just want to tell you guys, this is a powerful meeting, but you got to do the work, right? So, you know, I listened to what everybody was saying, and, you know, desperation got me to that open mind, and grateful that, you know, I was able to finally put that aside, you know, started out with the set-aside prayer, which I've shared before. And, you know, that's all I had to do, is have that little bit of willingness, you know, to put the food down and start working this spiritual program of action. And that's what I was missing. And I love that it says that, you know, that it's a broad highway, you know, it's broad and open and so inclusive. It doesn't matter. You know, my spiritual growth has changed in just this short 4.5 years. And, you know, this is where that slogan, progress, not perfection, it's spiritual progress, not perfection. And, you know, I love the analogy of my dimmer switch is clicking a little bit brighter every day. You know, I don't just get a switch flipped on. It's the dimmer switch. And as I work these steps and have this spiritual awakening the book talks about, I see things a little brighter, a little brighter. The more time I spend with my higher power, the, you know, the closer I get. And I'm learning to do life. And now I'm like, oh, my God, they were right. It isn't about the food. I just needed to put the food down and get unblocked and work these steps. And I love there's a promise in here. With this attitude, you cannot fail. What a powerful promise. I mean, there are promises all through this book. I never even knew that, you know. And so that's a powerful promise that if I have that attitude of openness, open-mindedness, you know, sweeping away the prejudice, just going in with a willingness to believe. It doesn't say we have to believe. We just have to have a willingness. The book is promising me I can't fail, you know, and the consciousness of my belief is sure to come, and it is coming slowly. And I'm just so grateful that I finally got to that place of desperation where I had an open mind and was willing to pick up the spiritual toolkit of action. And I'm doing this every day. That alone freaks me out. Glad to be here. Thanks, Kathy, for your service. Pass.
Thank you, Kelly S. Kara L., please share with us.
Good morning. This is Kara L. from Long Beach, California, recovered compulsive overeater. Thank you, everybody who's doing service in the meeting today, helping us bring recovery. I just like the what I've heard already, I was really struck by that promise in this paragraph. With this attitude, you cannot fail. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. Wow, that is super. It just gives me, you know, hope. I love when we hear these phrases in the book that are so positive. You cannot fail. It just feeds my soul, because it's just so powerful that, oh my goodness, here, and I think back to the people that wrote the book and were living these lives and these stories that we're reading, and there was no solution for them. There was no solution. And then all of a sudden they got this book and they read this book, and there were these promises throughout the book. And to have such faith. To have such faith that it would work for them too, and to do it, and it did work, because our, you know, AA grew, you know, and I like, you know, this, when I work with others, it tells me here, it helps me when I'm working with others also. We can only clear the ground a bit if our testimony helps sweep away prejudice and enables you to think honestly, you know, and that gives me a guide of how to work with others, you know. It tells me, give my experience, and it also tells me I'm not responding, you know, I can't cure anybody. All I'm doing is being of service, because that's what I'm directed to do by my higher power, and to share what I've seen and what I've learned, and then to give it to as many people, and when they're ready, it'll come to them too, and then they can give it to people, and recovery can spread. And it's a good instruction for me to really stay to my side of the street, really to ask my higher power in everything, how can I be of service? How can I be your light in this world? Every morning I get up and I say, how do I do this? Please give me the words. Please give me the actions. give me the decisions, you know. And when I do that, then life is easy. When I stumble, I get in the steps and I say, okay, I've stumbled. How do I get back on the broad highway? And I write it out and I call a fellow and I work, you know, steps 4 through 12 again. And every morning, 1 through 3. And it is a design for living that really, really works. 15 years, it took me 15 years to get to where I was able to sweep away the prejudice and to think honestly and to search diligently, you know. And once I did, everything got super easy. So with that, I'll pass. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Thank you, Kara L. Freya H., please share with us.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Freya H. I'm a compulsive eater and bulimic in Colorado, and I appreciate the opportunity to share on this paragraph. I was actually reading this yesterday with a fellow, and it really hit me. I was like, oh, I love the tone. This, I can sometimes have a hard time with other parts of this chapter in particular because I feel like the tone is not quite as, not quite as humble and hopeful, and it tends to be trying to get an important message across. But when I was reading it with people who are coming, you know, they're tending towards skepticism. I feel like this one, it gives you nothing to argue with. So that idea that we can only clear the ground a bit is just right in line with, you know, we know only a little. I love the humility. It's not claiming to, you know, that the authors aren't claiming to be any kind of authority or, you know, to have the answers. And then these three things: to sweep away prejudice, to think honestly, and to search diligently within yourself. I see those as reminders and directions. That like, oh, that's what I need to do, is to, you know, to sweep away prejudice, become aware of it when I have it, because that for me is usually a big part of it is I just don't even realize it's there. So to sweep it away, to think honestly, and then to search diligently within myself. So it's not saying that I have to find it somewhere else. And then I love that it says, if you wish, you can join us. So there's, you know, it's totally up to you. If you want to join us in this journey, you're welcome to, but there is no, there's no pressure. You know, if you want to do it, it's here. And then of course that, you know, that promise of you cannot fail, you know, with this attitude, you cannot fail, is just brimming with hope. And I've talked to people who have said, oh, you know, like I want what you have, or I want what other people have, but I just don't think it can work for me. And this is saying right here, guess what? It can, you know, it's maybe not going to happen overnight, but with this attitude, you cannot fail. And the consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. And for me, it's a continuing process. And I feel like that's what we're told to do, is that, you know, I start with this willingness to believe, but then I continue, you know, I don't stop there. I continue to follow these directions and really work on my relationship with my higher power, whatever that looks like for me. And for me, I love the idea of trial and error, that's how I learn, you know, really effectively, is through trial and error, which means I could just get to try things, and I might feel awkward or uncomfortable at first, but it's the same thing in, you know, with my higher power. It's like, oh, you know, like, let's try prayer and meditation, let's try writing, let's try talking out loud, let's try, you know, any other means. So I love hearing what other people do, because when I do, you know, when I do my daily step work, usually, you know, it's like pretty much always the answer is, you know, rely on God. So my question always is, well, what does that mean? What does that look like? And I get to try something and continue to try things. So thank you for the opportunity to share. I will pass.
Thank you, Freya H. I'd like to take some more names. Who else would like to share?
Mo H.
Franny K.
Sherry K. V.
Okay, I'm sorry. I heard O.H. and Sherry K.P. There were several.
Brand.
Heather R.
Can we do it one word at one name at a time? I'd appreciate it. Leia S.
Amanda K.
Amanda B. And somebody J.
Michael
K.
I'm sorry, somebody K. Who was that?
Franny K.
Margot
P. Franny K. And who was after Franny?
Margot P.
Okay, we'll see if we have time for you, Margot. Okay, so we have Mo H, Sherry K. B., Heather R., Leia S., Amanda B., Franny K., and Margot P. I'm not sure we'll have time for everyone, but let's see how it goes. Please go ahead, Mo.
Yes, good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service and to everyone on the line. My name is Mo H., recovered compulsive eater in Walnut Creek, California. I was just sitting here thinking, I am on, I think there's about 12 people that share every morning, 12 outreach calls that are so powerful. Every one of them I am getting some little piece of information from. So just this is like an outreach call. So anyway, yeah, everybody has drilled down quite a bit on everything. We can only clear the ground a bit, and I do that when I get a sponsee, and I say, you know, how desperate are you, and are you willing to go to any lengths? And I'm starting to clear the ground for them to start thinking about what they are willing to do. And it is about working all 12 steps as quickly as you can. And then I like this promise that somebody pointed to, with this attitude, you cannot fail. What attitude? It's the attitude of sweeping away prejudice, enabling me to think honestly, and encouraging me to search diligently within myself. And I do that every day when I feel like I'm off, I call it off the beam, or off balance, or a little, you know, cock-a-whammy, that, oops, I've got to do a 10-step. And that kind of, that doesn't kind of, it brings me back to being on the beam. And what I hear so powerful in these shares is connecting with my God, connecting with God, because where and how are we to find God? Well, as I said earlier, where is within us, and how is by working the 12 steps. That's how. It's just simple. God shows up in different ways. Lots of different miracles that happen. Even this morning, I was wrestling with a money issue, and I'm talking to a person on the phone. She just allowed me to see that all the money that I spent on food, the little extra that I have to pay when I go to a restaurant and contribute to a friend's birthday because I don't eat all the food they eat, that's that I can accept that. And it just like was the answer to this problem I've been wrestling with for a few weeks. So we just stay connected, first connected to your higher power, and then connected to each other, because I can't do this thing alone. I need each and every one of you. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Mo H. Sherry KB, please share with us.
Good morning, Kathy. Good morning, everybody. It's Sherry KB in Northern California. Very grateful, recovered compulsive overeater. Thanks so much for your service, Kathy, and Team Friday and everybody on the line, and welcome newcomers. I love what has been shared this morning. I have to agree with Mo. Everything almost has been said here. What I want to tune in on here is that, you know, it talks about the same thing on page 46 because, you know, it's the realm of the spirit is broad and roomy, all-inclusive, never exclusive, and broad and roomy. I mean, there is room for all of us. There's room for all of us with our, you know, choosing of our own higher powers that we can actually do something here that is so amazing that we cannot fail. And, you know, what I love is when I hear other people, when I see other examples of people walking through stuff, and I have been very close to a sponsee who is walking through so much right now, and I'm just in awe of her. And I've had a pretty tough week. I really have. And I have walked through some things I didn't think I could walk through. But with this, I cannot fail. I'll tell you what, I've had to walk away from a situation and go into the bathroom and do a 10-step with my higher power because that was the only space I could go into at the time to kind of clear my head. And you know what? I know that all this stuff comes because, you know, I'm in the work. I'm in this work every day. I keep my nose in this book. I keep connected to my higher power. I keep plugged into my higher power. I have things that go off on my phone every day, throughout the day, that reminds me to stay plugged into my higher power. Am I connected? You know, have I checked in with God? You know, I'm not running the Sherry show. All of this stuff, I can't fail. And you know what? This past week has been an example of it. And it has been pretty tough. And I'm just here to tell you, it is so, you know, the food is just the beginning. It's just the ticket in the door. And to be abstinent, to get on the ride and ride and have a ride of your life and adventure is the steps. And it is connecting with that higher power. I can't fail. As long as I turn my will and my life over to the care of my higher power, of my understanding, have the food down and work these steps and continue to live in the steps, continue to enlarge my spiritual life, I can't fail at nothing, nothing that I face. And that's what it is it's life. And I'm going to have to face a lot of stuff. But I don't have to do it face down with food. I can be face down with my higher power, which makes all the difference in the world. And I'm so grateful for this program. I'm so grateful for the steps. I'm so grateful for the people on this line and for the people that I work with and my fellows. That's what it's all about. It's broad and roomy. There's room for all of us. And we have room for you, too. And I pass. Thanks.
Thank you, Sherry KB. Heather R., please share with us.
Hi, this is Heather R., recovering compulsive overeater. Thank you for your service. This is actually my first time sharing on this line, so I'm a little excited. I was actually one of those people who came in and didn't think I had a problem with, I guess, finding a higher power. You know, I thought I had it figured out. I'm beginning to realize that prejudice isn't just rejection of a higher power. It's a misunderstanding of what our higher power is and what it can do for us. You know, I wanted to set myself apart into that terminal uniqueness that, you know, we as addicts are, you know, tend to gravitate toward. And when I'm hearing in this that there is a broad highway that we all can be on, I feel a lot less alone. I've been in program a while and I've relapsed in the past. And one of the things I never did was reach out to my fellows and really sort of put myself in their arms and feel their love. And I think in that way, I was rejecting my higher power because it's in all of us. I really love that idea of being on the highway with all of us. And, you know, all of our higher powers, it doesn't matter how different they are, they're all together. Anyway, thank you so much for your service, everyone, and with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Heather R. I'm glad you shared. Please keep coming back. Leia S., please share with us.
Thank you so much. This is Leia S. in Brooklyn. I'm very grateful. I'm going to combine two sentences. The consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you. And then it also says up ahead in the second paragraph, for faith in a power greater than ourselves and miraculous demonstrations of that power in human lives are facts as old as man himself. Now, in doing a 10-step, sometimes it's very superficial. And what is a 10-step? A 10-step is being done when someone who is recovered and is living in the 12 steps. And a situation arises where you're feeling itchy, uncomfortable, or something's bothering you, or whatever it is. And at that time, honesty really comes into play. And even if honesty comes into play and it just doesn't appease my heart is not calm, then what happens is it's deep. the consciousness of your belief is sure to come to you, because then I have to dig deeper into my higher power and say, well, please reveal the truth to me, dear God. You know, I don't want my grandchildren to come to me because they're noisy and I have a headache. You know, it's all about me. No, it's not about me. I don't have a headache when the kids come. What I really wanted to say is, why do I have that headache when the kids come? Are they really that noisy? No, they're not. And when I dig deeper, I found, you know what? I don't want to clean after them. So that's the truth of what why I didn't want the kids to come. In other words, digging deeper and then understanding, you know what? That is the truth. And your heart is calm because you found the right answer. You found the truth. That's what it means. And that's why honesty is really so important. And these 10 steps work, you know, because when you ask yourself whatever questions you're asking yourself, and getting up with the right answer is what God will enlighten you with. And with that, I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Leah H. I'm going to ask Amanda B. and Franny K. to please take 2 minutes each. I don't know if we'll have time for Margo. It depends. Okay, Amanda B., please go ahead.
Hi, this is Amanda B. from Toronto, and I will take 2 minutes. I like this. We can only clear the ground a bit. Like, it's progress, not perfection. I'm in my step 10 now, or I guess I'm working 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And, you know, I'm doing step 10s, but I think I say to my sponsor, I've been here for 15 years. I don't feel God. What if I don't feel God? And a lot of this is just progress versus perfection, just progress. Just clear the ground a bit. There's lots of testimony and help sweep away basically my problems with step two. Like, I don't know if this is going to work for me. I can't believe, I can't believe. And the big book is giving me a choice here. If I wish, I can join on the broad highway. Like, there's just a lot of room here. And then my very favorite part with this attitude, you cannot fail. Because I've spent so much of my life feeling like I'm a failure and I'm doing it wrong. It just tells me that this belief is sure to come to me. So all I have to do is just act as if, just believe, just know I don't believe and know it's happening to me like water coming over a rock. But I love this. With this attitude, you cannot fail. So if I have an attitude that I'm going to be honest and I promise to search diligently in myself, then I just can't fail. Like, I love that. If I walked around for the last 38 years saying, I'm a success, I'm aligned with God, I cannot fail. My consciousness and my belief is the thing that's the root of my solidness or whatever it is, foundation. I cannot fail. So I just really love that. And I don't know, I don't really have much else to share, but I appreciate being on the line today. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Amanda B. And Franny K., you'll be our last share. Please take 2 minutes.
You ready for me? This is Franny K.?
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks to everyone for your service. And I'm going to share, I'm from Virginia, and God has lifted my bulimia since May 1st. Imperfect many other ways. But I'm going to share had in the past, and I'm grateful for every bite that has gotten where I am. And walking on this broad highway, I'm having these amazing visualizations that there have been times when I have sat down and just decided I'm not walking, I'm just going to sit. There are other times when I've ran out of gas and I need somebody to fill my gas tank and get me up and walking again or moving. There are times when I've looked to the back to my past, and that keeps me from moving forward, but I don't know what I would do without this program. And then I think of my higher power working on me like Michelangelo worked on David. It's not Michelangelo started and added to David. He chipped away at the marble, and made David into the statue that, you know, so many millions of people have admired. And I know it's all about my conscious contact. It's not about what I eat or don't eat. It's about my state of my spiritual condition. And sometimes at night when I can't sleep, I've got my mind racing. When I connect with God, I immediately get calm. So I'm just grateful that you all are here to just support me, that we do it all together. And busyness is not the answer either. And it's helping me to get a to-do list every day as well. And thank you all for your service. Have a beautiful weekend. And I love you guys. Like Russ says, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Franny K. Okay, I'm sorry, Margo, we don't have time for you. Please make a call if you want to share. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Dawn B., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hi, this is Dawn B., recovered in Southern California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you.